producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Work on your body, your health, your well-being, your physicality, and perhaps tie it in to other things that are going on because the mind-body connection is important. So says Doug Steffen, that's me, and Dr. Ken Kronhaus, that's him,
so
would agree
me.
With me. Yes, he would. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, here every week at this time, 52 weeks a year. We're on the air taking your calls at 888-553-7536 in order to help you be more in touch with your own physicality, with your own health and well-being. It is our prescription that you fill yourself. You have to fill your own prescription. You got to know what's going on in your tummy and in your heart. You need to know what's going on in your body. And Ken will give you instruction on that as you ask your questions about what may be going on inside of you. It's an intelligent approach to what is going on. And medical news of the week also helps to make us more medically intelligent and aware. So we'll start with that and then go through some of the questions that may come also via email to Ken at drken@drkenshow.com or to Doug at dougsteffen.com. So let's talk about the drug problem, because this, when I looked at the list of things that have been covered this week by the various journals, I thought this one, it sort of just yelled, screamed out how many Americans have problems with drugs.
They really do, and you almost wonder if it affects the common thought that's going on in this country. Where has reason gone? And maybe it's in this article. Journal of the American Medical Association, Doug, the psychiatry edition this week, published a very interesting article that nearly 1 in 10 Americans has some type of lifelong drug use disorder. This is quite startling.
Amazing.
And only 1/4 of them get the treatment they need. So that means there's many, many. What do we have, 300 million people in America?
Yes, plus or minus.
So,
yeah.
So 1 in 10 would be 30 million people in America with a lifelong drug problem, plus or minus. And only 1/4, so only 7.5 million of those people are getting what they need. So roughly 23.5 million people are wandering around America with a lifelong drug disorder, and it just has to be impacting people, because you think about one person, they interact with their family, possibly friends, people they may be working with or interacting with even on the streets. And so this goes on and on, and we have a big problem in America.
So when you say drugs, are we talking about drugs that are over-the-counter, we're prescribed drugs, we're talking about drugs that are used illegally and illicitly?
We're talking about illicit drugs here.
Mm-hmm. So heroin, cocaine.
Heroin is an unbelievably huge problem in America.
Probably because it's cheap. This is one of the things.
It's very addictive.
People don't realize, when we're fighting this is a very important historical perspective, or a current perspective. The amount of drugs that are produced by the bad guys in the world for your use, when you buy heroin, for example, you're enabling the Taliban. The Taliban in Afghanistan makes all of their money by growing poppy seeds and creating heroin and selling it on the worldwide market. That's where heroin comes from, the poppy seeds that are grown there. The Taliban, for the most part, is responsible for the worldwide epidemic in heroin usage. Now, you can say the same thing if you look back at Al-Qaeda and where they got their initial funding funding. You can look at any of these groups, and most of the money, at least the seed money, now some of the stuff for, I don't call them ISIS or ISIL, I had been calling them ISIN, but I now call them Daesh, because they, that's the word for among the Muslim Middle Eastern population for scum, and they don't like that, so I think it's an appropriate term. They have oil, but they also have they have direct relationships with drug dealers, drug lords all around the world. So those of you, the 1 in 10 of you that have these problems, you're contributing not only to your own demise, but the demise of the civilization because of the rise of terrorism. And I think you can look at the two, the rise of illicit drug use here and around the world, compare it to the rise of these nations or whatever they are, subsets of nations that are they're anti-everything, the reality is that we have, the one problem creates and contributes to the other, Ken, and I don't think a lot of people realize that, so this is important, a very important study. Absolutely. Takes your breath away when you think about it, doesn't it, huh?
Yes, don't give yourself away so easily, because once you get involved, you really are giving yourself away.
Mm-hmm. 888-553-7536. How many of you listening would admit to being a drug user and or abuser? And how many of those people who would admit to it have gone to treatment or are getting treatment or feel like, is the essence of the article suggesting that once you're hooked, you can't get off and you have to somehow or other deal with it for the rest of your life?
Well, it's implying that, but it's also implying that the people who need treatment or want it, it's just not out there or available to them, or they're finding it. So there's both issues.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot of debate going on now. This is not a program about politics, but yet politics affects health. Look at the number of health insurance companies this week. I think there were three or four, at least four or five, that came out and said if things don't change, they're going to opt out of.
The biggest in the country, United Health, made headline front page news this week stating that they're strongly thinking about getting out of Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this actually is just a warning to the administration that if they don't make some drastic changes, that they are going to, United's going to get out because they're losing money on it.
Well, it's not only them, but there are four or five others, even Kaiser, I think.
Well, they're all going to, if United goes out, then they're all going to go out.
Yeah, right. So then we go back to square one as far as trying to get people to have the insurance that they need to have at a cost they can afford, which brings it back around to how do we have health care that we can afford, and it seems like it's a vicious circle or cycle. If you were king of the world, how would you fix the problem, Ken? How would you have, how would you administer health care to the people who need it and have it so that it was accessible and affordable?
I would make it much more competitive on the provider end, the insurer end. I would allow people to buy insurance around state lines. You know, you go into any county, you go into the county where I practice, there's probably only two products available, and they're not very competitive, obviously. And I would want to saturate every market with tons of options for people so that they weren't limited by the number of products that they could buy. I would then also give a large health savings account to everybody so that people could be involved in the spending of their dollars. And then I would also incentivize preventive health. I am so convinced as a cardiologist that 80% of what I take care of could be prevented by living a healthy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that we have enough incentives in the system to practice that healthy lifestyle. And if we did, the health savings in America would be tremendously, tremendously huge. Also, malpractice. There's no incentive to get rid of the malpractice situation. The malpractice situation is so lucrative, and nothing was done in Obamacare to make it less lucrative, only to maybe support the whole system. So much medicine is practiced defensively because of the lawyer that's sitting on every corner advertising for clients.
Right.
And that is a huge, huge, you know, no one wants to admit it, at least in the current setting, but that's a huge, huge cost that goes into practicing medicine. And it's clear, just the study out a few weeks ago, the doctors who practice more defensive medicine get sued less. So the incentives are not right now to save money. The incentives are to be defensive.
888-553-7536 as we talk about your health, about the news of the week. Help yourself if you have a question, formulate a story, and then tell it to Ken. Ask him what your question is. And it may be that you have questions about healthcare. Some of the things that we get started talking about become themes. We're not going to tell you what to talk about. You can tell us the direction in which you want to go, especially if it's about your own healthcare. So help yourself. 888-553-7536. Go ahead, Ken.
What I would also do in the system, I don't want to be an Obama basher. You know, I want to be objective. There are some things in Obamacare that are good, and that is that people who have medical conditions are not kept out of insurance. You can't stop people from getting insurance. You know, we call these existing conditions, and that is a good thing, that you can get your insurance and not be kept out because of medical problems. Most of what people can't prevent. And also the fact that families, kids can stay on health care policies longer as they get older. You know, these are a couple of things that are good in Obamacare and should be carried through. The problem with existing conditions and people who can't get insurance, and also older children who can't find insurance. These two problems are really solved in Obamacare, but there's a lot of issues with the rest of the thing. And just putting another entity, a bureaucracy, so much in between the doctor and the patient, you wouldn't believe the extra paperwork, the extra computer work that we do now, that we are forced to do because of Obamacare, that just takes away from the doctor-patient relationship.
It's nonsense. It's all bureaucratic and governmental control.
It's control.
Eight.
That's all it is. It's about control.
Yep.
And that's what Obamacare is about, is who is going to control medicine going forward. And it's so little about healthiness. And you got to get these entities out of making decisions that are thousands of miles away in the ivory towers, making decisions that patients and doctors should be making face-to-face based on good evidence, but not based on some entity sitting in an ivory tower thousands of miles away. And that's what Obamacare does. It takes so much of the decision making away from the front line and moves it to the bureaucrats.
888-553-7536. A moment for those of you who have gotten up this morning, looked at your eyes, they're puffy, baggy, you got dark circles around your eyes. The way you feel about yourself predicates your health. Ken's going to make you feel better about how you look around your eyes, especially.
Absolutely. It's hard to believe, Doug, ladies and gentlemen, but Thanksgiving, what's it, next week?
Yep, next Thursday.
Amazing. Nothing can be sweeter than sitting at this table and looking younger than you've looked in years. It's easy and guaranteed. Order Genucel right now. You're running out of time, and take advantage of an outrageous discount. Then watch Genucel take years or even decades off your face, along with these unsightly bags and even the puffiness under your eyes. Genucel, it works for both men and women, and it works fast. In fact, with Genucel Immediate Effects, you'll see results in the first 12 hours or so, and the compliments around this Thanksgiving table are guaranteed. My family uses it, people in my office, people in the radio station. Every blessed day, absolutely love it, and you will too. Doug will tell you how to get it by calling a good number.
800-822-6145. 800-822-6145. Get rid of the puffiness, bags, circles around your eyes, the lines around your eyes. Two products, Genucel. You pay for that, and then you get the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment free. 800-822-6145. Call them now while you're thinking about it.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
When it's down at the end of Lone Street, that heartbreak hotel.
Now 23 past the hour, cardiologist Dr. Ken Kronhaus, with an expertise in every kind of medicine, every facet of medicine, is here with an idea, fresh ideas, maybe fresh hope for those of you who have certain disorders. Let's talk to Glenn in Palo Cedro, California. Where's that, Glenn?
This is about 8 miles out of Redding, California.
Okay, Chico, Redding, that whole area in there. Yep, yep, yep.
Yes, sir.
What can Dr. Ken do to help you out, sir?
Okay, actually there's two parts of it. What I'm most interested in, my daughter, 47 years old, has partial paralyzed stomach, and she's having a lot of trouble with it. Apparently you can't process your food properly or something. I don't understand it, but I was wondering what Dr. Ken's analysis would be or what she might be able to do. She has seen doctors.
Sure, Glenn. It's nice to connect with you. Have you lived in that area of California for many decades?
I moved from Los Angeles up here 35 years ago.
Maybe we crossed pathways in the late 1980s. I was learning cardiology in San Francisco, and I used to go moonlight up in Chico, California.
When you say moonlight, let's clarify that.
Well, you know, doctors in training, when I was in California, in San Francisco in the mid-80s, as a cardiology fellow finishing my training, you know, I didn't get enough money to park my car in San Francisco. So on the weekends, I had to work in emergency rooms or urgent care centers to double my pay. So I used to work every other weekend, either in an emergency room or an urgent care center, to make ends meet living in San Francisco, learning cardiology. And one of the places I used to enjoy going to was Chico. And I was introduced to Knudsen's juices there, which I have lived with and enjoyed ever since.
Yes, five. Three daughters that went to Chico to get their education.
Well, if they needed an urgent care center, I may have, well, probably didn't treat them. I would have seen you then. But, yes, that's wonderful. Glenn, let me try and help you. You ask a very interesting question, and it's a challenging one. And I bet a lot of people listening have never even heard of gastroparesis. It's a condition in which the spontaneous movement in the muscles, we call this motility in the stomach, just doesn't function normally. You know, most of us don't think about making our stomach compress and move the food forward. I can think about flexing and extending my arm, but the motility in the stomach just occurs without any thought. It's involuntary. It's just wonderful how that keeps happening, so the stomach contents gets on down the road. But in some people, this just doesn't occur naturally, normally, and there's a number of reasons. The most common reason why I see this in patients is because they're diabetic, and the diabetes destroys the nerves, and this is usually occurring because the vagus nerve, a very important nerve in the body, just does not function properly. It can occur after abdominal or esophageal surgery. Infections, not to scare anybody, but infections with viruses sometimes can damage that vagus nerve and leave you with gastroparesis. Certain medications can slow the rate of stomach emptying, such as narcotic pain medications. We talk about all the drug abuse in the country, getting on heroin. Well, this is something that heroin addicts will see happen. Certain cancer treatments that require radiation therapy can do it. There's a connective tissue disease called scleroderma, which is an autoimmune connective tissue disease. Certain nervous system diseases can do this also, such as Parkinson's or multiple sclerosis. If you have a daughter in the 30s or 40s, you know, that certainly could be it. And then another common cause of this is just low thyroid activity, and we see you just don't get the stomach emptying the way it should. Glenn, do we know why your daughter has this issue?
Well, she did have cancer, breast cancer, and she had both her breasts removed, and she did do chemotherapy and against
radiation?
Our better judgment and radiation, yes, sir.
Okay, there's what happened. Okay.
The radiation did it?
Probably. So
yeah.
let's talk about what we can do for her. She needs to go to a dietitian who specializes in gastroparesis, because a dietitian will coach her into a whole menu of behaviors and choices, eating smaller meals more frequently, chewing foods thoroughly, eating well-cooked fruits and vegetables rather than raw fruits and vegetables, avoiding fibrous fruits and vegetables, choosing mostly low-fat foods, if liquids are easier for her to swallow, trying soups and pureed foods, drinking water throughout the meal, exercising gently after you eat, avoiding carbonated drinks, alcohol, and smoking. This is kind of the menu for your daughter, and she just needs a good dietitian coach to help her get through this. Then a doctor, usually a gastroenterologist, a GI doctor who specializes in this, because there are some medications to stimulate the stomach muscles, but they're a little tricky to use. Some of them, like Reglan, can be actually very hazardous to your health. It's rare, but it does occur. There's a newer drug that's not as well available, domperidone, if she can get a hold of that. And also there's a drug called sisapride, which is not readily available everywhere either. And these are the newer drugs that stimulate the stomach muscles. And there are some drugs that are used to control nausea and vomiting. Surgical treatment, when all else fails, is the way to go.
Half past the hour. Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Five three six for Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen here with some of the questions that have come from you. Lead into some of the important information medically that has been generated from various press sources this week. Questions, answers, help, and it all involves you, certainly. 888-553-7536. So, Ken, the rectal thermometer. This is the time of year people start using it, I think, more in the wintertime than in the summertime. Why is it better in the it's better in the butt than anywhere else? What happens according to this research?
Is that a personal opinion?
I can't tell you the last time my temperature was taken. You don't. Well, when we go to your office, you have somebody sticking under your arm or something, right? Isn't that how body temperature is now generated in offices?
Well,
the armpit.
It's in the kind of work that I do. There's not very commonly needed an absolutely accurate blood temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the cardiologists work with infections, endocarditis, but we don't see that many infections in common practice in adult cardiology. I mean, occasionally you do, but that's not where we spend most of our time. But especially in the internist's office, the lung doctors, the infectious disease doctors, and the pediatricians, they often need extremely accurate measures of temperature. And what the study showed in the Annals of Internal Medicine, taking temperature internally appears to be the most accurate method and should be relied upon when measurements of body temperature will influence clinical decisions. And there are some specialists, especially internists, pediatricians, pulmonologists, infectious disease doctors, who make their decisions based on needing very accurate measurements of your temperature. And this is where this study fits in, that when you need a very accurate one, the rectum is the best. The peripheral thermometers, I think for routine use, they're okay. The oral underarm, behind the ear, the scalp, these are popular because they're comfortable, but they're just not as sensitive for detecting low-grade fevers. And if you're concerned that you may be running a low-grade fever and have an illness associated with it, and you just can't document it, try the rectal thermometer.
All right, there it is. 888-553-7536. Let's talk for a minute about the way for people who have hair problems to resolve those hair problems in a way that is practical and logical. As with every problem, there is a logical solution. There may be a crazy solution, but there's a logical solution. Once you know what the problem is, then you go from there. And that's really understanding that men and women are losing their hair all over the country. There's a reason for it. Most of the time, it's because when your hair falls out, new hair can't grow in. It's like cells in your body that can't be replaced. Oftentimes, that causes disease. Well, in this case, not being able to get the hair to grow back on your head is a way for you to get to the point where you don't have any hair anymore. But if you cleanse your scalp with Provia, and Ken's going to tell you how that all works, then you got a chance.
Working and living with people and just myself being an observer of human beings, I'm amazed how well a good smile will appear when that hair looks good. It's just amazing how, you know, admit it, it's so important to us that our hair looks good. So, and this will then take the stress out of our lives and improve our overall health. So it's simple math. More hair in the comb means less hair on your head. Ladies and gentlemen, your hair does not need to keep falling out anymore. Provia, it's an easy to use serum with clinical grade botanical extracts to work against the three main causes of hair loss and thinning. This is the real thing. It's been proven safe and effective by good studies. People from all over this great country, they're seeing the Provia difference. Diana from Cambridge, Massachusetts tells us, my hair was getting thin, mainly around my part line, so I thought I would try it. She tells us, it really made a difference, she says, right away. Even my hairdresser noticed. I keep using it since it works so well, she says. And it's safe both for men and women. Amazing, even with colored and treated hair. So say goodbye to those wispy hairs blowing in the wind, and hello to a fuller, healthier head of hair. And Doug will tell you how to get it, because it works or your money back.
Get your hair back or your money back by dialing 800-543-5817. Ken speaks the truth. And it is, as he said, both men and women find it safe and appealing and with good results. 800-543-5817. Order it now and you get two for the price of one. You get the regular Provia, which works great, but then the Super Concentrate comes in a smaller bottle but seems to get into the pores and cleanse them more rapidly, so you'll have hair coming back more rapidly, and that's the good thing. That's the desire. This time of year you want to look your best, so why not do that for yourself by dialing 800-543-5817. It's a simple story, easy story. Keep it, use it, and see how well it works. Either you get your hair back or you get your money back. Provia, 800-543-5817.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with my product tips to help you prepare your home for the holidays. Bissell makes holiday home cleaning easier with their carpet cleaning formulas featuring Scotchgard. You'll be able to remove the toughest stains and odors while restoring and protecting your rugs. These formulas are designed to be used in all upright deep carpet cleaners like Bissell's new ProHeat 2-Time Revolution Pet. Moen's Kendall pull-down kitchen faucet can update the look of your kitchen during the holidays. The contemporary design combined with the spot-resist stainless finish will make your kitchen look cleaner. The convenient reflex self-retracting spray wand provides three water flow options. Moen's Kendall faucet is exclusively available at Lowe's. Juris Swiss-made J95 Automatic Coffee Center provides the ultimate holiday cup of coffee. A rotary switch makes selection easy on the color display. The Aroma Plus grinder quickly prepares your beans, and the fine foam technology provides lighter-than-air foam. The carbon finish makes the front of the J95 a feast for your eyes. Energizer EcoAdvance is the first AA and AAA battery made with 4% recycled batteries and is their longest-lasting alkaline battery, making them a must for your holiday portable power needs. Energizer's commitment to bringing positive energy to the world will be accomplished by increasing the amount of recycled battery content from 4% to 40% by the year 2025. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient, diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
888-553-7536. Doug Steffen, Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health with Alan in Anderson, South Carolina, has a cholesterol problem. Go ahead, Alan. You're on with a man who knows more about the blood and circulatory system in your heart than probably anybody else on the radio.
That's what I need.
All right, go ahead, sir.
Good morning. I've had the cholesterol diagnosis way back in the 60s before the statin drugs, and I was on niacin. After taking the statin drugs over these years, I'm 79 now, and I've had one stent put in. After several weeks, months, I did develop the muscle pain. So I'm at a loss. My cholesterol, the last check was 218, and I'd like to get that back down.
How's your bad cholesterol, the LDL, Alan?
The LDLs were, well, I believe it was 169. I don't have it right in front of me, but that's the number.
169, and you've had a stent already, so you have coronary artery disease. You need that LDL a lot lower. You need the inflammation in the circulation a lot lower so that you don't have continuous plaquing, you don't have rupture of plaquing, develop a heart attack. The statins are wonderful in this setting because they lower inflammation in the circulation. They also lower cholesterol. If you have muscle aches, which is not uncommon, have you tried CoQ10, 100 milligrams a day?
No, I have not.
That would be my first recommendation. What the statins do is they work by decreasing the ability of the liver to make cholesterol. And most of us, we don't eat most of what's in our blood. Our liver makes at least 3/4 of the cholesterol in our bodies. We need cholesterol. We wouldn't be able to have any sex. We wouldn't have the membranes around the cells if we didn't have cholesterol. And the hormones involved in the human sexual response is partly made of cholesterol. So we need cholesterol. But we don't need the kind of levels that you have, and we don't need the inflammation in the circulation like you have that has narrowed up your blood vessels in your heart. The statins are ideal. What I would do is the statins also decrease the ability of the liver to make coenzyme Q10, which is an enzyme which helps muscles convert food into energy. So if you don't have enough CoQ10, coenzyme Q10, then you will start getting muscles that are feeling sore because they're not getting enough energy. 9 out of 10 people who take a statin and get muscle aches, if they take 100 milligrams a day of CoQ10, which you can get over the counter, it's just replacing what the body's not making, you'll get relief. I would talk to your doctor about this so they know what's going on. There's also, for the 1 in 10 person who does not get relief with CoQ10 and a statin, there's a newer statin called Livalo, which is supposedly the statin for people who can't take statins because of the muscle aches. And I have found that about half of the people who are these 1 in 10 who don't get relief of the muscle aches after taking CoQ10, I can get another half of those 1 in 10 onto the statin with Livalo, and then there's just a very small group of people who can't tolerate the statin. For those, there are these new injectable medications. It's a new class of medicines. They're called PCSK9 inhibitors. They help the liver absorb more bad cholesterol, which lowers the amount of cholesterol circulating in the blood. The FDA just approved two of them, Praluent and Repatha, for people who have this genetic condition that causes very high levels of LDL, or for people who've had heart attacks or strokes and can't get their LDL bad cholesterol down enough, or who are at high risk and need to get it down. They're injected once or twice a month, just like insulin is injected. You self-inject, it's no big deal. And the drug companies are so competitive that they're giving these drugs away. If you, I'm not making this up, if you make less than $100,000, one of these companies is going to supply you lifelong drug.
Really?
The doctor did prescribe Livalo for me, but I'm on Social Security Medicare, yes. But it's my copay would be $475.
Livalo is not generic yet, but before I went to, if money is an object with your medicines, and it usually is, that's why the sweet spot, I think, right now in the value buy is generic Lipitor, atorvastatin, that's with an A. Generic Lipitor is a very good generic. It's atorvastatin, it's A-T, atorvastatin, and this can be used from 10 to 80 milligrams. The nice thing about it, it doesn't matter what time of day you take it. Unlike most statins, you have to take 2 hours after dinner. Crestor and Lipitor, remember, you don't have to do that. But I would talk to your doctor about atorvastatin with 100 milligrams of CoQ10. This will save you a lot more money than you would be paying out with Livalo.
That's very good. Thank you very much for your help. I'll pass that on to my doctor. Thank you very much.
Take care, Alan. Good
Tell
luck.
Tell your doctor to call us anytime he wants to. 888-553-7536. Okay, there's a fascinating bit of work that's been done this week. Fresh hope, maybe, for people who have voice disorders. I would hope that I, you, and all others who need their voice in order to live, to perform, I guess most of us do, frankly, no matter what our work, no matter what our whatever our stage in life is, human vocal cords being created in the laboratory, Ken?
Exactly, Doug. This comes out of the University of Wisconsin. You know, most of us, except in radio, take our voice for granted unless it's not working right. Mm-hmm. And we just don't really realize how complex and wonderful the ability to make sound is. And if you ever get a chance, just Google vocal cords so you can see the structure, how they work. The whole thing is fascinating. But scientists at the University of Wisconsin grew usable new vocal cords using cells from a cadaver and 4 living patients. These living patients did not have cancer, potentially giving hope to people who have damaged or lost their voices. This was published this week in Science Translational Medicine. Before you go out and schedule your procedure, however, using the method to replace damaged vocal cords is years away. But this breakthrough, reported this week, is an important bit of progress on the road to doing so.
All right. So there's How would something like this work, though? You had bad vocal cords, they just build a transplant, build the tissue and transplant it into your...
That's the hope. I think in the next 10 years, we'll see it.
So this is not ready for prime time?
Correct.
Okay, all right. 888-553-7536. Here's some research that's good news for those of you who have started the day with a cup of coffee. There have been over the years, I can remember when my daughter first started drinking coffee, I would say to her, oh, Megan, coffee's bad for you. I think she was in either late in high school or college or whatever. But it turns out, and she's happy to tell me this at any moment, that coffee is actually quite good for you. Here's another example of that.
When I was in medical school, I was fascinated by the appeal of my fellow students to coffee. I just never developed a taste for coffee. I don't know what it was, but I wasn't given it. My nurse mother, RN mother, I guess never gave it to me in those days. It wasn't thought of being the most healthy thing. And I just never really developed a taste for it. I used it when I had to stay up late in medical school to cram, but in circulation, and we may need to come back to this about the benefits of coffee.
All right. More on that coming up with a lot of other things regarding your health and well-being on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Listen to your heart, listen to your head, listen to what your body is telling you about what's going on inside of your body. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health at 888 first, Doug. 888-55 Dr. Ken. We were talking about how good a number of cups of coffee a day are for you and why that is, so why don't we finish that conversation?
Doug, this was published this week in the medical journal Circulation, the American Heart Association medical journal, that clinical cardiologists really read and believe. It's considered an excellent medical journal. And what came out this week is an interesting article about coffee, and it's so popular in America. I see it in my own household, not so much among myself, but among people I know just love it. Consuming 3 to 5 cups of coffee per day is linked to an overall lower risk of premature death, is the conclusion of this study. Coffee is good for brain health in older people, we know. It cancels out some liver damage from some overconsumption of alcohol, and it may improve colon cancer survival. So these bioactive compounds in coffee, they reduce insulin resistance and systematic inflammation. More research will be needed to better understand how all this works, but the results are in that moderate coffee consumption may help you stay on planet Earth longer. If you're not a big coffee drinker, I wouldn't recommend necessarily starting it to live longer. If you enjoy it, enjoy it. If it does, for some people, rev you up, give you palpitations, I would cut back. But if you enjoy a moderate amount of coffee a day, enjoy it.
Maybe if you haven't started it, you can use our Super Beats product. Let's talk about that in connection with this story that has to do with low-carb diets and how athletes burn so much fat. What's the connection here?
Well, I'm going to break some medical myths today. And the first one that I'd like to break is one that the Metabolism Clinical and Experimental Medical Journal did for me by publishing a study this week about how many athletes carb load before a workout or event to increase the amount of energy stored in their body. Most trainers will tell you, you know, have some whole wheat bread before you go to your workout. Have some carbs. And most of us do it. But the interesting thing is researchers at Ohio State University published this week their results that they found that athletes who go against the grain, if you will, by instead cutting carbohydrates out of their diet, Doug, burn more than twice as much fat as those who do not. So you may get some energy by taking the carbs, but it turns out you burn more fat if you don't take the good carbs before you work out. Drastically lowering the amount of carbohydrates in the body, what it does is it forces the body to convert fat for energy at much higher rate than high carbohydrate diets. So you may get a little more energy again by taking the carbohydrates. If you want to burn fat, stay away from them before you work out. This is going to change what a lot of us do before our workouts.
All right. So in connection with that, we're beginning our Thanksgiving and holiday season this week and thinking about what we can do to make ourselves live better and be stronger through the year, and so we can enjoy many more of these holiday seasons. One of the things is to lower your blood pressure. If you have, you're a fellow that deals with this every single day in your cardiology clinic, Lake Cardiology in Florida, the problems of pre-hypertension, things they come about because there's high blood pressure, they can be eliminated or alleviated by using something like Super Beats, right?
Well, this...
athletes are using it. You talked about athletes. A lot of athletes.
Absolutely. Olympic athletes are using this. This Super Beads just goes so well with the last medical report that I just commented on out this week, because I'm sure that a lot of the athletes or the people who would like to start training or just began their training programs are now wondering, so how do I get the energy for my workout? I want to burn the fat, but I need that extra boost of energy so I can have a good workout. Well, here's the way to do it in a scientifically proven manner that's so safe and healthy, so you avoid that high carbohydrate load before you work out so you burn more fat. You avoid the caffeine that'll make you a little jittery. And the way to get the energy naturally for your workout is by loading the body up with these dietary nitrates that help make more nitric oxide, which is a natural product in the body, which is a messenger from head to toe. And it just relaxes the blood vessels so that more oxygen is distributed.
Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beats and to do what Ken just suggested. 800-655-4183.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.